joined right now by a two-time Pro Bowler. He is a cornerback for the Lions. He is an All-Pro, 42 tackles, 17 passes defensed, 3 INTs, and a touchdown this season, 11 interceptions in the past 2 years, tied for most by a cornerback during that time. Played his college ball at Mississippi State,
where
he was the 36th pick, Darius Slay. Darius, what's going on?
What's
How are
up,
you?
Man? How you doing?
Good to see you. How you doing?
I'm doing good, man.
All right, well, this is actually your home state. You are from Brunswick, Georgia. So what was it like growing up in Brunswick?
Oh, man, it's very country. great experience. I love my hometown, small town, and a lot of people, though. Very populated.
All right, so it was country, and it was a small town, but there was a lot of people.
Yeah.
But you were All-State in high school.
Yeah.
So when did you first start thinking that you could play at the next level and then play at the highest level?
Just going around my competition, playing against some guys that's obviously from Georgia that's in the league right now. I played against Eric Berry in high school, Alan Bailey, Kareem Jackson, all of us. You know, we played against each other, and I've seen them guys develop their game. And I'm like, you know, I'm right up there above them, so right around the area, so I feel like I make it.
So what were you thinking when you're running into guys like that and going up against guys like Kareem Jackson, Eric Berry? I mean, it just seemed like that's the way it is. That's pretty normal. Or did you know there's something going on here? We're all going to be in the NFL one day.
Yeah, that's what the key was. I'm like, man, we're going to all meet up one day. So it's a great opportunity for all of us that have been there, done that. So we are here at the top of our game, having fun.
Darius Slay joining us. You know, speaking of playing at the highest level, you went to the Pro Bowl for the second time. You go once. That's great, but how much better does it feel to make it back a second time? Especially when teams are not throwing your way the way they were before.
Right. It was great, man. Somebody always told me that you got to go do it twice to get the respect. So I had to go back, find a way to get there, play my heart out. And, I went out there and executed my plays, made the plays I supposed to make, and I'm back there.
In the meantime, you and your family went to Disney World while you were in Orlando. How'd that go? And what were your favorite rides?
Oh, man, it was good. The Hulk. It was a great ride. Went to Universal. Then, so we went to Disney. Had a lot of kiddie rides, man. I had to do it for the kids then. So it was kind of rough for me to get on them rides. But everything else was smooth, though.
You always do it for the kids, man. It's always for the kids. You got to. Last year, you took your fellow Lions DBs on a trip to Cabo.
Yep.
How about that trip? What was the thinking behind that trip? How'd that go?
Man, you know, like I show my appreciation to my guys. I got a great group of guys. They helped me get to where I'm at. You know, without guys like Quandre Diggs, Glover Quinn, Tavon, some of my older guys that kind of guided me back there in the safety area and calling out routes, calling out plays, making me a smarter player. So I feel like I deserve as much credit as they do. So I just took them on a trip with me, paying for it, had fun, had a great time. Me and my wife and their wives had a great time.
It's a great gesture. You know they appreciated it.
Oh, yeah.
Quinn's one of my favorite guys in the league. He's tremendous. What's he like to play alongside? How much have you learned from him?
Man, I've been learning a lot from him. He's been my locker mate going on 6 years. Man, I couldn't appreciate him more than anything. I look at him as a big brother. He guided me through all my courses through my year. When I was down, he got me up. When I was up, he made sure I stayed level and not too cocky. So he basically like my big brother that like contained me.
Darius Slay is joining us on the show. There's this great story that former Packers wide receiver James Jones, who's now with the NFL Network, said something about his matchups when he played against you. He said when he first came in, he felt that he had the edge. Quote, we played Detroit and we were like, yeah, Darius Slay's on us. Then the next year we were like, please don't come on me. He just turned into that player, man. End quote. I mean, is that how it felt to you? Did it all just kind of click in and did you become that player?
Yeah, man. I'm going against guys like Aaron Rodgers that like to pick on guys that's, you know, giving up plays. I was getting targeted a lot with me on him. So I know with that doing happen, I had stepped my game up, got better in the offseason, worked on my technique, and became a great guy at the corner position.
What is that? If you got a guy like that who's picking on you, man, he's singling you out. I mean, does that cause you to doubt yourself or that just turn into fuel? What do you do with that?
I turn into the fuel. I like it. You know, I like competition. I like going after it. Definitely going to get some of the top guys in this game. And that what made me to the guy the other day, one of the top corners.
Now, you are one of the top corners right now. So when that happens, all of a sudden they don't try you anymore. But maybe they forget, right? Earlier this year against the Cowboys, they were coming at you early, right? They were coming at you early, and it wasn't working out too well. You know Dak a little bit. What did you say to him?
I told him I don't know why he's trying me like we weren't doing this in practice at Mississippi State. Like, he don't know my game. Like, he don't know I'm about that action. So But I liked it, though, man. You know, Dak is a competitor. I knew he was going to try me a lot just because, you know, brothers. But they ain't turned out too good for him. But they got the dub, though, so that's the really most important thing.
They did, but that's what you said to him. Like, come on, man. You don't remember how it was in practice, Dak?
Yeah, that's what I told him.
And then what did he say to that?
He said, I got to try you, Slay. I said, nah, you don't.
It wasn't just Dak, though. Somebody on the sideline yelled, we're going at you all day. You said they yelled that. Well, like I'm some kind of slouch out there, right?
Right. It was a guy that was on their sideline wearing a little jumpsuit. They said, we're going at you all day, 23. So I'm looking like, man, you ain't even dressing up, man. You can't talk to me right now. I said, well, you keep coming over here, it's going to be bad for you. That's all it was, and it was bad for him.
So one last part you left out, too. What you said was, I ain't no slouch. Bleep, I'm a gangster.
Yeah, I'm out there. I'm out there playing. So I told him, like, hey, y'all ain't trying me out here like I'm trying to Rudy Poo, like I'm just slouchy. Nah, I'm a top guy here, so y'all better stop playing with me like that.
That's what I'm saying. Darius Slay is in our house. That's exactly what I'm talking about. They change up their plan. They avoid you the rest of the way. But it does seem like every so often you got to remind people, right? Yeah, every once in a while you got to remind people, I'm not a slouch, man. You're dealing with a gangster here. Darius Slay is a gangster.
Yes. I'm on now.
All right, so Packers wide receiver Davante Adams says he likes going up against you because he knows it's a challenge. He knows it's going to make him better. Who are the guys that you like going up against, guys that you know are going to make you better?
For sure, Devontae, Thielen, Diggs, definitely guys in my division. Them guys are real tough to guard. Julio, for sure, Odell. I only went against AB twice, but guys I've seen a lot repeatedly been like Odell. That's in my conference. So
who's the bigger challenge at this point, the big physical guys or the speed guys?
Right now it's more like the shifty guys like Davante Adams, guy that like he got a ball in his hand playing basketball, like AI.
Right.
That's why I call him Baby AI in the football league.
Right.
He's a great guy off the ball, great guy off the release, know how to get open and get creature.
What kind of problems does Antonio Brown present when you try to match up with him?
Oh, big problems. A guy that's very targeted a lot. And can make any catch he wants to, you know. And got the free lad to do whatever. So he's a talented guy, man. Amongst the top guys in this league. And he makes all the catches, you know. And runs all the routes.
Darius Slay joins me. And when you came out of Mississippi State, you spent some time with Rod Woodson.
Yeah.
At his home for a few days. This guy was unbelievable. How did that come to be? And what was that time like?
It was great. It came in to be like we had the same agent. Eugene Parker, rest in peace. He hooked me up with him. I like, man, Rod Woodson? I get to go work out with Rod Woodson? So I was shocked, nervous. First flight there, I'm trying to see how I'm going to talk to him. I'm only but 21 years old, going to meet a Hall of Famer. So, we're going there. He was pretty cool, pretty smooth. Taught me some techniques, watched a lot of film together, man. It was fun, man. Great experience. I got close with him and his family, and I went the second year after that. And I just stopped going probably like 3 years ago.
Darius Slay joining us. You got nothing to learn anymore? You got it all now?
I'm always looking to learn. Definitely one of the Hall of Famers.
I know it, dude. I know for sure. Listen, you're killing it right now, but it was not always like that, right? As an example, transitioning from college to the NFL, that's not easy. What do you remember about the first season? What was that like?
Ooh, it was rough for me. I got benched twice my first year as a starter. First two games, gave up a dig and go. I got benched that play. Then I started the following week against Arizona. And the running back caught a real route and scored. And they benched that game. And then next thing you know, I was just playing just a little bit of nickel. But it was rough, my rookie. They'll try to blow my confidence, but I won't let them do it.
No, because you're a gangster.
Got to.
I gotta know before you go. In 2016, the team offered you a four-year, $50 million-plus extension. Growing up in Brunswick, Georgia, dude, what was that moment like for you?
Oh, it was an amazing moment. Life-changer. Life changes for my kids, my family, my mom, my dad. Like little old town like me, only but two of us at that time. Well, three of us, Adam Wainwright, Kwame Brown, and me. So it was good, man. Like I said, it was a blessing that the Ford family gave me, and I'm appreciative of it.
How do you like the D? For instance, I mean, those fans want it so badly. I don't care what anybody says. That's a great football town.
Oh, yeah.
It's a team that has not had a lot of success, unfortunately, but that is a great football town.
Man, it is. It's very, very intense. They want to win just as bad as we do. They go let you know they want to win. And, you know, they're great to us. You know, anytime we walk around, you know, they show a lot of love, a lot of fans. You know, I signed a lot of stuff for everybody. They're a good atmosphere. But like they said, they deserve to win. See if we can win the team. We're trying to give it to them.
He's an all-pro. He's a two-time pro bowler, and he's the guy who's going to close out our entire week on Radio Row. Darius, fact, we've been trying to get you on, man. I'm so glad to finally see you and get you on the program. Nice to meet you. Good to have you.
Hey, thank you for having me.
That was fun,
dude.
Thank you for everything, man.
Yep, thank you.
That was great.